Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Both of Alaska's U.S. senators are taking issue with President Trump's remarks in Helsinki yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan are critical of the president's questioning of a U.S. intelligence assessment that found Russia meddled in the 2016 election. Senator Lisa Murkowski, in a written statement, said she was, quote, stunned Trump didn't take the opportunity at the press conference to confront Putin. She says Trump instead validated the Russian leader by giving credence to his denial of involvement. In his own statement, Senator Dan Sullivan said the U.S. intelligence community is obviously more credible than Putin, who Sullivan called a, quote, mafia regime leader. A Fairbanks jury returned all guilty verdicts Monday afternoon for a group of five Fairbanks Correctional Center inmates charged with starting a riot at the jail last summer. A jury of 10 women and 2 men convicted all the defendants on felony charges of riot and criminal mischief after less than a day of deliberations. 8 additional Fairbanks Correctional Center inmates were also indicted on the same charges, but they're being tried in groups because Fairbanks doesn't have a courtroom big enough to try 13 defendants at once. The case is still pending against the other defendants. No one was hurt in the August incident in which the inmates broke windows, poured soap on the ground, and refused to go back into their cells from a common area, according to the case against them. Jury selection in the case began July 2nd. The filing period for candidates running for local government seats in the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole and the Fairbanks North Star Borough opened yesterday. As KUAC's Robin reports, a few candidates filed immediately.
Borough Clerk April Trickey had a candidate for borough mayor and one for each of 3 borough assembly seats filed before noon Monday.
I think we have some enthusiastic people that were definitely wanting to get their name in the hat at the very beginning.
Bryce Ward, the outgoing mayor of North Pole, filed to run for borough mayor. Sam Tuck, Jeffrey Rensel, and Leah Berman Williams filed to run for borough assembly. The filing period is open until the end of the month. In addition to borough mayor and the 3 open assembly seats, there are 2 vacant seats on the Board of Education and 2 on the Interior Gas Utility Board. The City of Fairbanks and the City of North Pole both have 3 open seats on their respective city councils, and North Pole is also electing a new mayor in October. On Monday, Thomas McGee filed to run for mayor of North Pole. It's a bit more complicated for that city, as they're already down 1 councilperson after Sharon Heading resigned, and City Clerk Judy Binkley says North Pole needs to fill that seat immediately to finish out Heading's term. They are taking applications from qualified residents until noon on this Friday, July 20th, and will fill the seat within days.
Next Monday, so the 23rd, I have a special meeting, and that's when council will interview any of the qualified applicants, and then that night I'm going to request that they make a decision, and whoever they appoint to fill this vacancy, I'm going to swear in that night.
Whoever the North Pole City Council appoints to fill out that term would be eligible to run as an incumbent in October. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
For the first time since mid-June, dip netting will be allowed on back-to-back weeks at Chitna. Thanks to a continued late-season surge of red salmon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced another 84-hour opening on Monday afternoon. The open fishing period on the Copper River starts at 6 a.m. on Thursday and runs through 6 p.m. on Sunday. The fishery will continue to be managed on a week-to-week basis through August. To give people as many fishing opportunities as possible without jeopardizing escapement, additional openings may be announced with less than the usual 5 days' notice. Red salmon count started low this year at the Miles Lake sonar station downstream of Chitna. In mid-June, the Fish and Game Department closed the fishery until further notice and didn't anticipate reopening it unless a large surge of salmon arrived. Unlike most years, the biggest surge of the summer came in late June instead of early June. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.